My friends, there's a new legislative piece in the Washington State Legislature, House Bill 2118. Let me tell you the problems with this legislation. Basically, it's trying to make it so prohibitively expensive that you cannot operate a gun store anymore in Washington. It looks like the Democrats have finally found an Achilles heel. What they're doing is they're saying, okay, well, the Supreme Court's going to stop us from restricting guns, so all we're going to do is make it so prohibitively expensive to operate a gun store, then you can't buy them anymore. Joining us now in the KVI studio, Tom Matos, who's from security out in Bothell/Woodinville, which is where I do all my shooting. They are a sponsor of the show, and I wouldn't have it any other way. But I also brought Tom in here because he's an expert in the field. I mean, we just had a great party for a friend of mine out at his place, and I know that anytime I go there, I'm going to have specialists who know what they're talking about. So, Tom, House Bill 2118, it's got a whole bunch of things in there. For example, it wants you to keep video records for 6 years of the people who shop in your store. That's what they want you to do. And people who buy this kind of stuff, there's already tons of documentation. I mean, is this just something, I mean, you're talking like, what, $250,000 just for that alone?
For our store, yes. We have a large facility, and not only do they want us to videotape, but they want to audio tape the transactions. So that is an additional expense. We are a modern facility. We put in cameras and everything else. But the level at which they want us to record is very intrusive, right? We take privacy of our customers very seriously, and we follow the law, but this is to the next level of intrusion. Not only do I have to provide the videotapes and keep them for 6 years, I have to respond within 24 hours of any law enforcement or even private requests for these videotapes.
So private requests. I missed that one.
So, yeah, it's actually, it says any, like if there was a lawsuit, a divorce, any sort of private discovery, we would have to produce these videotapes within 24 hours.
So even if somebody is just having some kind of matrimonial dispute and it's not necessarily related to anything you're doing and somebody's just trying to find out their husbands or their wives, what they own, what they don't, you would now be stuck in the middle of that.
Theoretically, the way the law is written right now or the way the bill is written, yes.
Unbelievable. Now, I've been to your facility. It's only 4 years old. It's magnificent. It's gorgeous. It's rock solid. You ain't getting in that place. Correct. And yet now they want you to do all this other stuff that they think will stop anybody from getting into your place. But to my recollection, I heard of one gun shop being broken into in the 3 or 4 years I've been on the air, because that always makes big news. It wasn't yours, of course. It was somewhere else, I think, in Monroe. It's not like there's a rash of robberies.
Actually, it's more common than you think. Over the last year or two, we've seen a rash of these drive-in robberies where they will steal a truck, drive through the front door, smash through everything, and grab as much as they can. The bill is trying to address that idea, but they're being so prescriptive that if we come up with innovative solutions to these problems, they don't count. They have to be what's prescribed in the bill. In our case, we've designed our building to be very secure, very difficult to break into and stuff like that, and yet we're going to have to upgrade it in a number of different ways.
Unbelievable, because especially when you think about the fact that they don't want to actually allow police to pursue anybody, especially when they steal cars, you're having these break-ins at pot shops, you're having them at grocery stores, you're having them at pharmacies. They're not doing this to any of those kind of shops, just you guys.
That's great.
Now, you could be putting parking bollards outside. It won't stop somebody who's determined, especially somebody who shows up with 2 stolen cars or 3 stolen cars. One takes out the parking bollards, the next one takes out the door, they go away in their getaway car of whatever that is, they dump it somewhere else, and they can just steal them with impunity. What other kind of insanity do they have on this thing?
Well, the biggest thing that affects us is this requirement to secure all the firearms in a fireproof vault that every night. So, as I said, our facility was designed to be a vault-like facility already, but they were requiring us to take all the guns off the walls, out of our cabinets, everything. Cabinets don't count. And create a large space where I can keep all these firearms overnight. Next morning, I have to put them all outside. And so it's just an additional cost.
That the amount of stuff you have out there, it's all sitting in locked cases anyway.
In the most cases.
They don't make jewelry stores take everything and then move it into a vault at night. It's sitting in the cases out front. Yeah. So, I mean, they don't do this with anything. They don't do this with knife shops.
They don't mandate it for jewelry and other shops. It's up to the owner's discretion. And what we've done, I think, is very reasonable. And it's this them forcing us to prescribe to their way of thinking, mm-hmm. right? We can't solve the problem in the way that we believe being the best.
Unbelievable. So is there a consortium of you guys being put together to fight this? Because I would assume that even with your competitors, you're all probably talking amongst yourselves going, this is crazy. How do we push back against this thing? How do we fight it?
Yeah, we're starting to talk amongst the competitors. We're all very friendly in the industry. We share safety information all the time. We're talking about this. But we are the gun stores, right? Mm-hmm. It's very hard. People don't see that. By attacking the gun stores, they're actually preventing people from having choice. In Washington State, there are about 1,000 licensed FFL licenses, okay? They include everybody from Cabela's to us to the guy who works on small firearms for his personal hobby that he then wants to sell portions of it or fix. These rules will apply to everyone, and so it will literally imply that a guy who is working as a small FFL out of his house will have to have 24/7 surveillance. The government can come in and confiscate the tapes at any time. It's all about control, and it's not about the safety of the public, which it really should be.
Now, I'm going to call this the Hunter Biden legislation because it seems like they're just doing this for all the things that Hunter Biden committed, right? We want to have some videotape of him doped up on cocaine or whatever it is. It seems like this is really in response to him, but, you know, they're not really hitting those as hard as it can be. I'm just kidding. Yeah. But really,
To that point, I mean, as responsible gun sellers, firearm sellers, and this is true across the industry here in Washington, we take pride in protecting and doing our job. We protect the public by not allowing people who are visibly intoxicated, that do not have the correct paperwork. Right now, it takes 15 to 30 minutes to go through the process that the to do background checks and do all of the paperwork. And in that time, you learn about that person. And we have had instances where we will refuse to sell firearms because we were uncomfortable with the situation. So the government makes us out to be the bad guys. We're actually the people who are most willing to do the right thing, but imposing, you know, requirement after requirement after requirement just creates barriers to entry to the people who need it. And it makes everything more expensive, takes more time, and it doesn't protect the public the way they believe it will.
And also, I don't know any other constitutional right which is infringed on this much. It's a constitutional right. Mm-hmm. And if they can do this with this one, they can start doing it with speech. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to limit you using the internet. You don't need the internet. We're going to start taxing you to use the internet. Just think about it, guys. It's the same exact thing. Why is this right different than the other rights? Right. And also, to your point, with the random people coming in, it's not like we have a rash of crimes being committed with legal guns. They're being stolen. They're reported stolen, wherever the case may be. And yet this administration also, this one seems to support just giving anybody in Ukraine who wants a gun, but nobody here. We'll just give out guns overseas to whoever wants them, but just not here in Washington.
Yeah. In fact, House Bill 2054, I believe, is also on the table. They want to limit the number of firearms you can buy every month to one.
I mean, look, I'm not a guy who goes out. I mean, you wish I was buying more at your place of the amount of times I go there out at security out in Bothell Woodinville. But the thing for me is that the people who do this as a hobby, they're buying like muskets a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. They're buying things that they're not even using. They just like having them on display. And you're not seeing a rash of crimes being committed by legal gun owners.
Yeah. The safest people who buy firearms are the concealed carry permits. They're the ones who are the collectors. They like the different variations of a particular firearm, brand, et cetera. They are collectors. They are not the ones committing these crimes. And yet, again, this is a constitutional right. Can you imagine being told that you can only worship once a month?
Right, exactly.
On Fridays?
Exactly.
Thursdays?
That'd be problematic for me because we do it three times a day. Tom Matos from Security out in Bothell Woodinville, Security Gun Club. It's the only place I shoot. They're a sponsor of the show. They're one of the reasons we are able to be on air every single day. Support them, support the business, and call up the legislature and tell them to reject House Bill 2118. We're going to start putting that phone number online for all these terrible bills and the terrible legislation. Tom, thank you so much for joining us today. Really do appreciate
it. Thanks, Ari. Appreciate it very much.
Always like having you here. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.